April 29th meeting of the Plainville Bethpage Board of Education. I'd like to ask everybody to stand, please, for the pledge. Debbie?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have our high school rep here? Hello, welcome back.
Good evening. Oh, thank you. I hope everyone had a wonderful break and those who celebrated had a nice holiday. So for student government, the month of April and the months to come are really quite eventful. Is it on? Okay. So the freshman class, they currently are working on a food drive partnered with the JCC, and that's going very well. This freshman class president spoke, and she said that they were getting a lot of donations, so that's going well. The sophomore class, they're planning a field day event, and it's going to be $5 each for a day of food and fun for anyone who's welcome in the sophomore class. And they're just trying to raise money for their upcoming junior gala and senior prom in the future. The senior class will be hosting a school-wide event of spike ball, and anyone is welcome. And they've been planning this for senior prom, as well as the junior class finalizing for their junior gala. In other news, the executive board just finalized our decision to move to interviews now for the student government election process. And we understand that this is new, but it's very exciting for us to begin this. And we actually had a formal vote on Thursday before the break, and that's when we formally decided that this was going to be the new process. And those interested in running, they're going to have to attend one of the two interest meetings, which are going to be held May 2nd and May 6th after school. And the second and final pre-prom meeting will be held this Thursday at 7 p.m. at Stratford Road. And we also have members of DECA who are attending a competition in Orlando this week, so I wish them good luck. And also, senior girls' night for lacrosse was tonight, and I have to hear back if they won or lost. But thank you so much, and have a nice night.
Thank you very much.
Board announcements? Can you contain your enthusiasm?
I'll try. I think I blew up everybody's phone sitting at this table a week, so I apologize, but
it was fun.
I couldn't contain myself. This past week, I had the privilege of attending the first robotics championship competition in Detroit. Our very own Pobots were in attendance because they won the Chairman's Award, which is the highest honor given at FIRST. It honors the team that best represents a model for other teams to emulate and embody the mission for FIRST. It was created to keep the central focus of FIRST Robotics on its ultimate goal of transforming the culture in ways that will inspire greater levels of respect and honor for science and technology, as encouraging more of today's youth to become science and technology leaders. They were among 15,000 other students, approximately 35,000 attendees, and teams from over 30 countries. The competition combined a sports excitement with rigor of science and technology under strict rules. Limited resources, my son says unlimited resources if you have the funding, and time limits. Teams are challenged to fundraise, exercise teamwork, build and program robots to complete in an exciting game that includes autonomous and driver-operated periods. In the challenge this year called Destination Deep Space, two compelling alliances collect samples on planet Primus. With only 2.5 minutes until liftoff, the alliance must gather as much cargo as possible and prepare their spaceships for liftoff before the next sandstorm arrives. Through the program, students learn how to come together, solve problems, and innovate. They become part of a community that inspires creativity and hope for a strong future, one that is built better together. They are all leaders. It was amazing to watch when our team's robot actually at one point got stuck on their alliance, it got stuck on this like platform, and their alliance teammate member came over and bumped them so it was able to get off so they could help each other out. Another team, you get points for going higher on a platform. One robot actually lifted another robot to get higher. Dean Kamen, founder of FIRST, said, "We can't build the future for our children. We must build our children for the future." It was amazing to see our students using their hands-on experience, leaning on each other, taking on public speaking, using problem-solving skills, and all with such self-confidence. They knew each other's strength, and they truly worked each other worked as a team. They truly worked as a team. I can honestly say I didn't know who was a freshman and who was a senior. It was amazing to see them all in action. There were college fairs, including recruiters from Yale, MIT, RIT, Bucknell, and many, many others, giving over $80 million worth of scholarship money all through FIRST. None of this would have been possible, however, with a lot of individuals that were there to inspire and help these students. A huge thank you to their teacher, coach, mentor, Mr. Kunz, Mr. Caputo, and Ms. Wexler, who I hope got a little bit of rest and who are sleeping a little bit earlier tonight. They didn't stop for 1 minute. They also did not stop smiling. The other thank you goes out to four young men who were true mentors. They mentored these kids from start to finish and volunteered their time. They did it because they wanted to help transform these students into future leaders. A special thank you to Matt Colmar, Justin Malinsky, Ben Weiss, and Chris Lomenzo. I believe three out of the four were our students here. Thank you again to our students because you continue to inspire me. Lastly, I just want to mention there was an innovation center there as well, which my younger child got dragged to this thing, although I think he secretly really loved it. I met robots that I actually had a conversation with. One was from PricewaterhouseCoopers. It was built by the robotics by PricewaterhouseCoopers and their innovation team. I actually spoke to it, asked how it was, told me he was feeling fine today. It was the craziest, amazing thing. I drove drones. I learned about virtual reality and how you can use it for future business meetings. But one of the coolest inventions I saw was by a student. He found out that one of his friends were going to lose the use of his arms, and all he wanted to do was play drums because that was his passion. So he developed a program where he can play the drums by using the use of his head and using virtual reality. Yeah. And he would continue to be able to play and use his passion. So I just thought that was really, really cool. So thank you to my colleagues for your help and saying okay for them to go because they truly had the time of their lives and something they will never, ever forget. So thank you from the students, parents, and everybody else. It was an amazing, amazing time. I also, a parent wanted to come tonight and couldn't make it, so they asked if I could please read this, so I'm going to read a quick letter from a parent. Dear Board of Education, Dr. Lewis, Ms. Barry, Mr. Murray, and the administrators of the POB JFK High School, I just want to take a minute of your time and thank you very much for the opportunity you gave the POB JFK High School robotics team. The experiences the students had over this past week will stay with them forever. Not only did they work together and have success, but they learned about teamwork, responsibility, and a sense of accomplishment. In these tight academic times, you came through with a very short notice and provided the students with a lifetime experience. Thank you for seeing the value in the team going to the competition in Detroit and your generosity in helping to provide the funding to get them there. The lessons they learned will provide them success inside and outside the academic environment. They had to negotiate with the other teams for alliances and work as a unified team. I had the opportunity to observe the successes in Detroit, and I am one proud mom. I thank you. A thank you is so extended to Mr. Kunz, Mr. Caputo, and Ms. Wexler. They worked long days, and their dedication to the children were very evident. I was very proud to witness the collaboration and teamwork of POB students and staff, and it was evident that they put their best foot forward. Thank you again, Susan Goldman.
Thank you. For those of us, Lauren was our cheerleader. She was texting us every time.
It's a photo montage.
And not only that, but when I couldn't get onto the site, and Brian, her husband in New York, called me to tell me how to get onto the site so that I could be watching it. And they were all commenting because there were 2 or 3 hour delays between, and we get the little thing from Lauren, they're going to be on at 12 o'clock. They're going to be on at 2 o'clock. Oops. We did it. We won. And whatever it was, I think the excitement that you showed, but so proud of our school district, the staff that went with the kids, the chaperones and everybody. It was short notice. It was pulled together. And it's one of those experiences that becomes a memory for life. And we were just proud to be a part of it. Susan, do you have any your report?
Yeah.
Let me move it up.
Hi. So my throat is, I apologize, my throat is a little scratchy. So this was my first time able to go to the Natural School Board Association Conference. I wasn't able to go in the prior 2 years. I have to say that this was just so energizing, where we got to meet school boards from 50 states and the territories like the USVI, Puerto Rico. I don't know if Juan was there, but it was a lot of people. And like I said, it was very energizing, and it puts, we were able to meet people with the same issues that we have across the country, and also puts our issues in perspective to some of the other districts' problems. We went to a lot of different sessions, and a lot of things I took from here. So I'm going to start with one of the keynote speakers was Sir Ken Robinson. He's a PhD. He's part of this book that he was speaking about that Dr. Lewis was able to get for us. And as you can see, I'm bookmarking. I'm old school. I'm not Kindle. What really struck me is how we have to look at students. I'm just going to refer to my notes for a minute. One of the things that was said is we don't need to fix kids. We need to fix schools. And there was another ideology about, in real life, we play to our strengths. We don't play to our weaknesses. For example, I cannot spell. I use autocorrect. I'm probably the only person in this world. I would never become a copywriter, but I love numbers. I was a science major. I'm now in finance. I work to my strengths. So that was something that I really took away with a lot of the topics that we were hearing about. Then we went to different breakout sessions. The one that I did go to was called Superintendent Selection, and it's about getting it right for the next. Dr. Lewis knew where I was going.
She encouraged Susan
to go.
She did. So please, it's an open secret. We know that Dr. Luce will not be with us forever.
Okay.
So she wants to make sure we are going to.
Yes.
One of the biggest responsibilities a board does have is his picking a new superintendent. It is the direct hire. It is the captain of the ship. I have to say, in the 3 years I've been sitting on the board, I like where the ship has been moving forward. And I would like that to continue. And some of the things that I found that were very interesting is it's something that I think we talk to our students about when they graduate. It's about fit. This person needs to fit the core values, and we need to identify it as a group. And also something that I took away from, there's a lot of points that were made about the exact procedure. I'm not going to bore anybody with that. You know, it's crafting questions correctly, but also getting all the stakeholders as advisory positions. Not decision makers, but advisory. Advisory. Again, this is why I'm not a copywriter. So I think that was also a very important session that I was able to attend. Then I went to another one that was sponsored by the Department of Justice. They actually had some people from DOJ and FBI regarding your security. And this is not just for schools, but for people. Do you know how easy it is to find out information about you and the black sites and your passwords? And he got to a point where he was able to find somebody who was blocking him in a parking lot and knew where her house was and her bedroom and her house was. So, it is really scary out there, and I can probably share with you some of these sites that you do not want to get, make sure you're not on. And then lastly, they have a vendor exhibition hall. And I'm not somebody who loves, I would be the first one to tell you that I do not want big business to be writing curriculum. I don't think it's right, it's not appropriate. Except maybe in this one particular case. CVS is putting together with another organization called Catch My Breath. It is a curriculum that they have four sessions. It's about vaping. It is for middle school and high school. It's a free curriculum to any district that they want. I brought this back to Mary and to Joe Braco. And they're actually, we were thinking about it for next year, but you said that they might be considering bringing in some of this.
Because they cover a lot of those topics right now in health classes. So Joe's like, they could use some of these as resources.
Right.
Not a codified curriculum, but the resources contained
in that. So I'm really excited that we were able to bring this in, and it's free to the district. And also, there is something else that we brought back. It is Pharmacists Teach. Again, a curriculum based on opioid and other prescription drug issues. And pharmacists come in to talk about it. And one of the things that they did, and which we can share, is this chart about all prescription drugs from the pain drugs, but also to Ritalin and other anxiety drugs that you may not even think that your students know about and what they can do to them. I mean, it's eye-opening. So like I said, it's very scary. So I am very happy that I was able to bring this back, and we are utilizing it. So that I'm just trying to keep it short.
Thank you. We will be breaking up the reports during the next few board meetings. Are there any other board announcements? Debbie? Yeah.
The week before, we had all received invitations from the fourth graders at Old Bethpage because they were performing, the fourth grade chorus from Old Bethpage was performing with the high school chamber orchestra at their spring concert. And so some of us had the opportunity of attending, and it was just amazing. The concert from the beginning until the end, and both the Mr. Rubin, the orchestra teacher, and Ms. Condell, the music teacher, the chorus teacher at Old Bethpage, are both retiring at the end of this year. So it was a very special concert for them and for us. Ginger and I were hysterical. but it was really...
Well, Mary didn't do a bad job either.
Oh, yeah, Mary didn't do too bad. It was a really special evening, and I hope that the two teachers felt it was as special as I think the kids did in making it so special for them. So thank you, and we were really happy to attend.
Anybody else? I just want to say about the concert, it was Mr. Holland's opus. And at the very end, where alumni came up with their musical instruments, and they played. And they played Sleigh Bells, which was Mr. Rubin's sign-off of everything, every holiday concert. It's the end of an era for some of our music teachers. But we have a little special presentation tonight that we're going to be showing after Dr. Lewis does any announcement that she has to see our children. And when you see our high school, it's a culmination from kindergarten on up of the wonderful music department we have, and how proud the Board of Education Central is to sponsor and to make sure that our music department, our art department, of all our departments, but there's something just special when you hear the music, that these kids, the ability to play is just mind-boggling. And when you heard the fourth graders sing, what an opportunity of a lifetime with an orchestra behind you as they were right. Playing. It just took your breath away. So, Dr. Lewis, you have any announcements?
Just a few.
That's good.
Not really, because we've had the week off, and boy, did we need it. So, you've already mentioned so much about Pobots, and we lived through Lauren. Congratulations. We also have DECA. Students are away this week, and they are also going to be performing. And we hope to hear some wonderful things from them. We also had Mamma Mia, which I don't think we have met. We haven't met since Mamma Mia, have we?
Yeah, we did.
Never mind.
The senior lunch. All right, never mind. I'm having a senior moment. They will be here the next board meeting. They will be performing some excerpts from it. So that's it. We just had one day back, and not much has happened since then. So,
on behalf of the school.
What?
Okay. I just want to say on behalf of the school district, our condolences to Nina Meltzer and her family on the passing of her dad. You're welcome. We're going to have a treat. Mr. Rogers, would you like to set it up for us, please? And this was just something that they showed at the concert that people missed, and I just thought that everybody should just see this because it's in its glory, our department music.
Playing original Disney scores and arrangements that they learned over the course of a three and a half hour workshop while we were in Disney. So everything you're about to hear, they learned that day on the spot, and it was recorded that day and presented. We also did get permission from Disney to show it this evening at our party. I made sure to call and talk to the performing arts coordinators, so we did have permission
all
for
the
this.
Attorneys right now.
Yes. So we made sure. I don't want to say too much. I want to let the work speak for itself. But certainly before that, just thank you again to the Board of Education for the support. Thank you to the Central Administration, Building Administration, and the parents for really embodying the spirit to send our kids to this truly educational and life-changing and impactful experience.
Jar Jar Binks.
Especially the teachers, but more importantly, there was a group that was involved that helped us, and that is MAPOP, the Music Association of Plainfield. And without their help and their support, we certainly couldn't have launched this trip as successfully as they are. And obviously the work of Mr. Carter and Mr. Rubin and all the teacher chaperones was paramount to the success of this. And everything came together so beautifully. So thank you, and we are so glad to share this with you all this evening.
It exemplifies what we're all about. For some children, it's not about the academics. It's about finding themselves in another way. And I just am just so proud of this district, because the one thing we make sure is that every child is recognized for what they can do. And Mr. Rogers, thank you and the entire music department for everything that they've done. We now have Dr. Lewis, the policy review update.
Dr. Moyer.
Thank you. So the board policy committee has had a very productive year. We did a lot of work on not only our current policies as required by law and by our local requirements, but also the work on our new policy book following the NISBA format. Let me start with just what we've done regarding our current policies. We began the year by adopting and implementing a new grading policy. New charging of school meals policy, non-discrimination and equal opportunity policies. We went on to then update our selection for Val and Sal. We looked at our charging school meals and prohibitive against sharing policies and shaming policies. We looked at and rewrote our sexual harassment policies, regulations, and exhibits as per the law. We updated not once but twice our opioid overdose prevention policies to make sure that we were complying with what we actually do and what the laws are. We updated our regulations on the use of cell phones in the district, student physicals in the district. We currently have out for circulation policies on internet safety and use updates, employee ID badge policy and student ID badge policies. So those policies alone took a lot of effort and time from our policy committee to really work with and then bring to the board the changes and recommendations that were required and desired. One of the things we've been endeavoring for the last 2 years is to rewrite our policy book and renumber our policy book to take it from an Erie BOCES format to a New York State School Board Association format. Now, that is a tremendous task to overtake. And I'm proud to announce that this policy committee this year finished the 5,000 section, the 6,000 section, the 7,000 section, the 8,000 section, and only remains the 9,000 section to be redone before the full board gets copies of this. The 8,000, and once we finish the 9,000, will go up to the school boards. They will make the corrections as we see fit. The School Board Association provides us with all the templates, the new numbering system, and then how our current policies meld into the new ones, both local, state, and required. So a tremendous amount of work in getting those four sections done in one school year, and I'm hopeful to get the 9,000 section done too, so that we move into the next school year with the full board reviewing the new book and hopefully adopting it, because as we've seen in this process, the longer it takes, the more you're doing. We're actually operating two books right now. So every change we make in our current book, I'm making in the new book, too, under the new sections and the new policies. So myself and my office, Mickey Cass, my secretary in particular, who's managing this, I really would like to get to the one book piece. It would just be a lot easier for everybody. And then we can really look at the requirements coming down the road, and we'll have a completely updated book at one shot, and then we can start moving forward with the future updates. So I thank my policy committee members, Seth, Jody, Susan was on there for a period of time, and Debbie. Thank you so much. A lot of hard work. Great work.
We want to say thank you, and the last person to attempt it was Hank Grishman. That's what we started with, the Erie policy stuff. Goes back a long time. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now going into public participation. District policy number 1510.1. I know. Provides that persons wishing to make comments or raise questions shall, one, state their name and address, and two, indicate on whose behalf they are speaking if a non-resident. The policy prohibits public discussion on matters relating to staff and students at which the reputation, privacy, or due rights to process or those of others could some way be violated. As a reminder, an audio recording of this meeting, including public participation, is being made and will be posted on the district's website. Remarks are limited to 3 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, the floor is open.
Thomas Carr, 43 Floral Drive West in Plainview. I'm a longtime resident. I've been here since 53, so. I'm the author of that photo history book, Plainview Bethpage.
Oh, is that a great book?
Thank you. I'm here to just inform the board that, I'm not sure if you're aware or not, but the district logo, the schoolhouse and the district logo is now 120 years old. And I know the district sold it to the Y years ago, but it's undoubtedly the oldest building in our
building,
community.
That little building.
Oh, the building, not the logo.
No, the building that's featured in the logo. No, that would be something different. It has obviously historic significance. It was Plainview's only school for more than 50 years, and it was the center of the community for many years after that. And you're probably familiar with those yellow and blue roadside historical signs and markers that you see all over New York State. Well, that was the New York State program that they ran for decades, but the state stopped the program. But fortunately, a foundation has stepped up to continue the work and to recognize areas and landmarks of historic significance. And the William J. Pomeroy Association provides grants to the towns and nonprofit organizations like the Y to erect a marker to commemorate that particular moment of history or that particular
building
itself. And I wonder how many people in our town really realize, as they drive past Minetta Hill Road every single day, and how many children in our district understand that that building was the only school for years, and they don't even probably pay any attention to it at all. And you know, since this, no one knows. And since the schoolhouse is part of the Y, I had a meeting last week. I met with Rick Lewis, who's the CEO of the Y. And he expressed support for the placement of a marker. And he's given me the go-ahead to file a grant application with the William Pomeroy Association on the Y's behalf. I'm here tonight to share the effort that I'm just undertaking currently right now. Today was the first day of the grant application process. So I want to share the effort with you, that placement of a marker, and I welcome the board's input as well. And the text on the marker will not only educate residents about that late 19th century schoolhouse, but also tell them about the district's first school, which was on land exactly adjacent to that current school, but it was built in 1820. And I have primary source evidence. Not only I have the school board minutes from 1898, when the tax rate was 60 cents per $100. But I also have uncovered reports from school officials in this area from 1820s. I surprised my wife. I asked her a few weekends ago if she wanted to go away for a weekend, and she said, yeah, let's go away. And the next day she found herself in a climate-controlled room up at the, wearing white gloves, up at the State Archives in Albany. I drove to Albany, and up in Albany, I uncovered these documents from 1820, our school district, 19 back then, as it was called, and the roster of children, how many children in the town, how many children. Approximately, I think there were 60 children in the town in 1820, 1821, and maybe about 20 or so attended school, because back then, once you hit age 13, 14, your education was done. So as I move forward with the effort, I wanted to know if there was a contact on the board or within the administration that I can reach out to keep them informed as about getting the marker as I continue this process.
Yeah, I would love to.
Okay.
If anybody else has anything else to
say. Well, I will, the Pomeroy Association is very exacting in terms of its primary source evidence, and you cannot put any two words together without footnoting it and being exact in terms of where that source comes from. I'm fortunate to be able to uncover a lot of the original documents. I can't rely on newspaper articles or old books. I have to rely on the primary source. And fortunately, I found your predecessor's notes from 200 years ago. So, as I move forward, I work with Rick Lewis and work with the board and work with the Y and the application. And all, I wanted to keep the board informed in terms of not just the text of the sign itself that will hopefully be erected within 6 months or so, but everything else that happens. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sakari, your book is in all of our schools. I hope you know that.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you because I know the time that I spent with you, I learned so much.
Yes.
About Stratford Road School and the pictures you have on the cover are actually the Stratford Road School, the farm.
Yes, the cover of the book
is Stratford Road. Just chock full of really great pictures. And I shared it with the PTA as well. Just you're doing a great job for
thank
us,
you.
Thank you.
The car tradition continues because I have four grandchildren.
Your grandchildren, I know.
Playing
yes.
in school districts.
Yes.
In districts.
He's
so
three generations
this
or four?
Fourth generation.
Fourth generation.
Yes.
Wonderful.
So, thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Jared Gerke, 145 Manor Street. I just want to commend the entire board and everybody here for the amazing budget presentations the past few weeks. They really were very informative. Unfortunately, not a lot of people can make these meetings. I was wondering if the board ever considered live streaming them online.
That, we have just moved into the putting it online, the audio, which was something I think about 3 years ago we started doing that. It's something the board could discuss next year. Next
yes.
year again.
Mr. Greenberg, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jack Wolf, 151 Sutton Drive. I really had no questions, but I do.
You just wanted to say hello.
Exactly. I want to welcome you back from vacation.